This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
God's Word. Just think about that. God, the supreme being of this universe, the one who created everything, the one who needs nothing. He already exists in a perfect relationship within the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, in perfect fellowship and friendship. He doesn't need us. But because of his nature of grace and love, he reaches out to us. He does what he doesn't have to do. He made a way at great cost to himself for us to know him. He's now, right now, today, this morning, he's there with you wherever you are, wanting to reveal himself to you, wanting to get to know you on the personal level, for you to open up your heart to him and allow him to walk with you through your day. He wants to bless you. But will you take time with him? I hope so. We want to start that time with God by spending some time together today. We're talking this week about Solomon's great experiment in life, as he tried all the different ways of life to see which ones held meaning. And he records that in the book of Ecclesiastes. We've already seen his experiment with pleasure to see if that was a way of life that satisfied, and he said no, it was just futile. We saw yesterday that he also tried accomplishments, and he accomplished unbelievable things. But that too was futile, he said, and empty, striving after wind. Today we want to look at his next experiment. In Ecclesiastes 5, starting in verse 10, he says, "He who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves abundance with its income. This too is vanity. It's useless. It's futile. When good things increase, those who consume them increase. So what is the advantage to their owners except to look on? The sleep of the working man is pleasant, whether he eats little or much. But the full stomach of the rich man does not allow him to sleep. There is a grievous evil which I have seen under the sun. Riches being hoarded by their owner to his hurt. When those riches were lost through a bad investment, and he had fathered a son, then there was nothing to support him. As he had come naked from his mother's womb, so he will return as he came. He will take nothing from the fruit of his labor that he can carry in his hand. And this also is a grievous evil. Exactly as a man is born, thus will he die. So what is the advantage to him who toils for the wind?" If you think being rich would satisfy you, Solomon says, think again. We know that wealthy people are often not happy people, that the suicide rate among the wealthy is more than double what it is in the general population. And yet we continue to believe the lie that wealth would make us happy. It's not that wealth destroys a person's life. It's just that it is not the answer to the meaning of life. Listen to me. Only God can meet your deepest needs in life. So stop wasting your time pursuing wealth, which will never satisfy you, and begin pursuing God, who will completely fill you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.